17th Street, walking down towards JFK Boulevard to catch the bus, of course.
You know, Republicans ain't nothing.
Republicans ain't nothing?
No.
Does that come from a Philadelphian?
I'm a Democrat, and this is a Democrat city. Republicans ain't shit, they ain't gonna be shit. They throw lame parties. This is a Democrat city. Aaron Dell said the same thing. This is a Democrat city, and we're gonna fight for our rights. Now, and I'm a Democrat, and if they don't like what I'm saying, then my name's Ricky Marshall, and I don't care if they don't like it or not. We got a couple Republican cops out here too, but that's why I told one on the corner, the hell with him too. As I read that sign on the ground. Republicans give jive ass parties. And which they wasn't telling no lie. Republicans ain't nothing and they ain't gonna never be nothing.
So you like the chalk on the sidewalk and you like the people in the streets?
Yes, I do. And I like our homeless friends too. And we're fighting for them, and we're fighting for their rights. Republicans don't mean nothing to none of us. The city always been a Democrat city, and it's going to stay a Democrat city, no matter what. Now, Republicans think they can come in here and take over, but they cannot take over. That's why they're protesting against them, because they're communists. They don't want us to have our rights. And the Democrats deserve their rights. We deserve our welfare rights. We deserve decent housing for the homeless people, and we deserve our freedom.
You know, the Democrats don't have a housing platform. What would you say to them?
Well, I would try to help the Democrats get a housing thing for them.
Just
show them that I'm concerned about our fellow Democrats here in the city of Philadelphia.
Where would you tell the Democrats to start with the housing platform? What to do first?
Well, what I would do first with the Democrats is say that I would be their next mayor, because John Street's not doing nothing for now one of us. John Street's all for himself. And us Democrats need to stick together and fight for what we believe in.
And that's what you're doing today?
That's what we're doing today. Republicans is not nothing. And they'll never be nothing. And I hope there's two of them walking in front of me. And I'm quite sure y'all Democrats.
Sounds from the street in Philly. People see a live microphone, that means I got something to say and I'm gonna say it now. Down here at JFK and 16th Street now. We're gonna go find a bus terminal to squat in. Park here in the city of brotherly love. We'll walk around and get a little sound montage.
All, no matter what our jobs are, so no matter what our economic status is, without justice there will never be any peace. People always will fight for their right. Now just be informed, just know what's going on. It affects you too. No matter where you work at, no matter who you work with, you still gotta fight for justice and equality. No matter who you work with, no matter where you work, an injustice against anybody is an injustice against us all. Yo, who? What's the problem, man? You don't have enough room? You don't have enough room, cop? You ain't got enough fucking room?
Get the hell out of here.
Ain't nobody intimidated by you being a cop. Fight for justice. Lock up some of them corrupt cops you got.
Justice for Robert Brown.
Another black man that the cop shot down.
Justice for Robert Brown.
Justice for Shaka!
About the International Action Center?
Yes, I'm with the International Action Center.
Okay, so this is what we've been listening to for probably about the past 5 minutes. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them?
It would probably be better if you talked to somebody who's more directly involved. You want to talk to somebody about exactly what the International Action Center is?
Sure.
Plug it.
International Action Center is headquartered in New York. It's a coalition of groups that have fought against the sanctions on Iraq, fought to get the U.S. out of Vieques and Puerto Rico, fought against the blockade of Cuba, and on any number of international and domestic progressive issues.
Sounds like you guys are all over the place. Why?
Well, because it's all linked. Because it's all from the same place. It's from the United States government and its attempt to bully everybody else around the world. And so we're all joined together. We put on the May 7th Madison Square Garden for MUMIA. That was coordinated by the International Action Center in coalition with other groups. And I'll tell you, there's never an end to the work.
If anybody wanted to contact you folks, if they say, hey, I'm in New York City and I've never heard of these people, how do they get in touch?
Well, I'm pretty sure we're in the phone book. It's 212-633-6646.
All right. Well, thanks a lot and have a successful march today. By the way, did you get to talk to any Republicans?
No.
And do you want to?
Don't have any interest in talking to any Republicans.
Thanks. Abu Jamal, break it back quick. Wall by wall, we're going to free Mumia. Abu Jamal, break it back quick. Wall by wall.
We're heading opposite of the Free MUMIA March. Going to backtrack to Love Park and see what we can pick up there. There is a very heavy police presence here in Philadelphia. The march that we were just with was escorted. It was going down the sidewalk and off of the sidewalk, walking along, were multiple cops with orange armbands on, and each one had a walkie-talkie communicating every move of the march. And I should say that the cops also had a video camera and a boom mic. Lunch break? Are you on lunch break? Are you guys on lunch break? Getting out, watching the views?
What do you say?
Are you on lunch break?
No, I'm going home now.
Going home?
Yeah.
You're not going to stay down here for the festivities?
No, it's too crazy down here.
Too crazy?
Where are you from?
We're working with community radio and micro radio stations around the country.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, everyone.
This is from a Philadelphian.
Yes. So Philadelphia.
What do you think about all the Republicans hanging out here?
Well, I'm glad they're protesting. They need to get rid of these Republicans because they're doing nothing but stirring up trouble. As you can see, Philadelphia has not been clean until they came down here. They wanted to clean up everything. They wanted to paint. They want to keep subways open longer. And I said, we the people that live here pay taxes. We should have all that. Why do that when they come down here? So, no, get rid of them. They shouldn't be here because this is a Democratic city anyway. They just want to come here to start trouble. And the cops are being lenient because of what happened to that man after they done beat him senseless. Of course, all right, now, he did shoot the guy, okay, but now, over 30 cops beating up on one man, and he's been shot in the stomach, and they carrying him into the hospital. That's wrong. They need to get rid of everybody. Everyone.
So you're going home? You're not going to be down here anymore this week?
Nah. Well, yeah, I'll be back down here tomorrow, but...
You work down here?
Yes.
So that'll bring you to the city, so at least you can get a glimpse of what's happening down here, something other than what's on the television.
Yes.
All right, well, you have fun and enjoy yourself. Maybe you'll go down sometime if you get inspired.
Yeah, you too.
Cellular phone.
Clown war entail.
What does clown war entail? Basically, We just are just trying to bring in the humor into this because, you know, Republican convention already has the clowns, but they're lacking the humor, so we're creating a war in a humorous way, you know what I mean? Trying to be as fun as possible, bringing out the real issues that have been going down and they're not bringing up.
What's been the response of the people standing by? Are they digging it? Kids checking?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, how can you not, you know?
Bunch of clowns walking down the street with bright yellow noses such as yourself.
Yeah, like that's going to create like tons of negativity, you know? No, it's great. It's wonderful.
Lots of positive energy.
A lot of positive energy for
glad
sure.
Glad someone's doing it. Thanks
that's
so much.
That's what's necessary in this, you know? Kill them with laughter. Manifesto.
Where's the party?
About the clowns.
Oh, I'm with them.
So I guess you like them.
So of course I'm going to be for them, yeah.
Oh yeah? So why clowns?
Why clowns? Because the existing political system is so damn boring. We need clowns to shake things up and tear down the existing structures of legislative reformist politics and put in its place a politics of creative and militant direct action in which every single person takes control of their own lives on their own terms, rather than following orders.
Have you brought any smiles to the police officers' faces?
I haven't been monitoring their faces too much. I've been looking at their hands because I'm afraid they're going to strike.
I understand. Keep a good watch. Clowns, man, clowns. What do you think? Clowns?
Yeah, they are.
They're all right? What about clowns at a political protest? Is that a little different?
Yeah, that was different.
I mean, this is like usually a circus thing, right?
Yeah.
Do you think of Republicans as clowns?
Yeah.
How about Democrats?
No.
Nah, just the Republicans. What do you think about all these people out in Philly on the streets?
Don't bother me, no. I ain't worried about them.
You ain't worried about it? They don't stop you from eating, huh?
No.
Or getting to work?
No.
All right, well, enjoy the day.
You too.
Hey, we're hanging with the clowns here. We're at 15th and Chestnut Street here in Philadelphia. And we're going to hang out with the clown march until we can pick something else up. As you can imagine, it's just pretty chaotic here with the clowns taken to the streets. All the clowns are digging a van that just went by that said, in white paint, "Republicans go home, we welcome protesters." The bicycle cops have just come in. Looks like they're trying to form a line. Can you get my cell phone out, please? Bicycle cops are trying to form a line to stop the clown brigade.
I'm doing a
marching group.
Hey, W-Y-2-K, you want to go live? You're here at the clown? Oh, Y-2-K, sorry. Yeah, I know, I said Y, that's what I'm saying. No, it's Gretchen. Gretchen. It's Gretchen. Yeah, cops in the clown brigade.
Weren't with our group, and I'm not sure why. I saw like some bikes knocked down and two people just get popped. I don't know what for.
All right, there you go. W-Y-2-K, here at Samson and 15th Street. We'll keep you informed. You're just jumping around in various parades that are happening here right now. Thanks a lot.
Did you guys hear about the clown that fell, or the cop that fell off his bike? There was a whole like line of bike cops that were coming along, like a big crowd of bike cops coming down the street full speed, and one of them just bailed, just ate the concrete on his face.
You think he doesn't know. Teach him how to ride, huh?
Yeah, he doesn't even know how to ride a bike. He should get off the street.
All right, there you have it from a clown himself. Get the cops off the streets and let the clowns in the center ring. Thanks so much, WR2K, for being there. We'll keep you well informed.
Do you work, Madison? Are you work from Madison?
Out of the Independent Media Center.
Oh, okay.
You know about that?
What's up?
You know about the broadcast?
No, I don't.
Okay, no. This is where your broadcast is live. This is the number you can call if you're at a payphone or if you have a cell phone and you can make a live report.
Oh, okay, right on.
Call 215-512-9282.
Let us
know what's going on.
Okay.
There's even an alternative number on the back if you can't get an answer here.
You guys work through the internet, or how do you broadcast?
It goes out on a stream, and a streaming facility online called microradio.net picks it up and distributes it to low-power micro-radio community radio stations around the country and the world. So,
yeah, I was just in Minneapolis during when we had the showdown with the biotech people, and it was on the internet, like, instantly. It was very cool.
I saw that. I actually read that headline about people getting pepper sprayed out there.
Yeah, that was my neighborhood. That was like a block away from where I live. I came home from visiting my folks in Iowa. My whole neighborhood was under martial law. And we had a group of like 200 people. We broke out of the police barricade.
So what's up with repression and recent protest movements?
I think it's the post-Seattle syndrome with the police using Seattle as an excuse to crack down on legitimate dissent. And, you know, it's very sad when the First Amendment comes to mean that you can only assemble where they tell you to assemble. You know, there's no asterisk in the Constitution that particularly say you can assemble only in this spot at this time when the police tell you.
So what are you doing all the way from Madison here in Philly?
Well, actually, I'm living in Minneapolis, and I've always wanted to come to the East Coast, and this is a chance for me to have my vacation and make my voice heard, too.
Wow, what a good use of time.
Yes, I actually believe that I heckled George W. the other day. If he made a surprise appearance at the convention yesterday, he walked by our protest. No one recognized him, but I was following him along, and I'm like, You know, that's got to be George W. I yelled out, George W. is a welfare queen. Remember the Ranger Stadium. And he just kind of smiled sheepishly and walked off. So
you're hanging out with the clowns here, or just all over?
I'm just all over. Just
well,
all over.
Well, enjoy yourself very much
well,
and stay safe.
Thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
More hokey pokey.
Looks like the bicycle cops regrouped around down the street. Perhaps they're passing out a few tips on how to ride. Do you like clowns? Hey, do you guys like clowns? Shrug, shrug. Do you guys like clowns?
No comment. I don't know.
Did you see the clowns go by?
Yeah, we did.
And it wasn't fun?
We didn't know what their point was. Do you know what it was?
Yeah. We have their manifesto. Would you like to read it?
No, that's all right.
Okay. They wanted to put the fun in politics because they said the Republicans don't know how to have fun. She said that's true. We're going to skip going down that street. There's a lot of bicycle cops down there.